From the Gospel according to St. Luke. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at table. And behold, a woman of the city, who was a sinner, when she learned that he was at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment. Standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who this woman is and what sort of a woman she is that is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answering said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And Simon answered, "What is it, teacher?" A certain creditor had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he forgave them both. Now which of them would love him more? Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, he to whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning towards the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears, and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little, loves little." And then Christ said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Today is the feast of St. Hedwig. The Roman calendar might well unite the church throughout the world in celebration, but local calendars play a different role. I'd just like to focus on those for a few minutes today. In the Swiss and Irish calendars, today is the feast of St. Gall. He was a 5th century missionary, a companion of Columbanus. We don't know much about him, but the Swiss named a city after him. But that probably means nothing in Durban, Dundee, Dallas, or anywhere else. It's an Irish-Swiss thing, a story of a local church, a local story, but that's nice. In the Dark Ages, after the fall of Rome, these monks set out to bring light where it had faltered. They wanted to resurrect Christ among those who had somehow forgotten him, and to sow the seeds of peace where war and violence had ploughed open furrows in the broken faith of local communities. These furrows made deep wounds. They were exposed, untidy, and dirty, and just ripe for the message. The passing of a few foreign monks had a disproportionate effect on the people, I suppose, who encountered them. For faith often passes places that are thirsty for its charms. And when it passes, these places soak it up. So while St. Gall might not have left a son to carry on his name, the people of Switzerland named a city for him. And we do very much the same thing today for our own local heroes. The street map of any town reveals who the heroes of the inhabitants would be. The local calendar of saints, I suppose, is a bit like a local street map of the local church. We name our prayer spaces and our churches, our meeting rooms, our schools, our hospitals, for people who have inspired us in the past and are who always will. We carry memorial cards and attend Mass on days of anniversaries to honour the street maps of our own personal faith and life. And even in these dark and confrontational times, many of us may feel disillusioned or angered or upset by the past, there are still many great men and women who walk among us. These are the living prophets of Christ, preaching the mercy and forgiveness that bring hope. They are to be found in our family, among our friends, in our neighbours and pastors, teachers, postmen, I think you call those mailmen in America, mailmen, and beggars, strangers on a bus, people who have threatened faith on our open furrows. And we always remain thankful to them, because just as Magdalene had Christ walk through her life, which was ready for the message, so too, when good people pass through our lives, we too can take the message to ourselves. These are the saints, not of the Roman calendar, not even of the local calendar, but of the village. Saints for my village, and saints for me.